Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin. This is Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Share number 22. It takes conscious effort to master peace of mind. For some people, it's easier. For some people, it's harder. But everyone can attain it with inner work. And it's not easy to reach a state where you're always calm. People have to work very hard to attain that level. A Rasha can't find such peace. When he's pulled in these negative directions, he'll never be able to have peace of mind. Peace of mind necessitates working on oneself from within. A big key to having peace of mind is to accept whatever happens. Logical and rational thinking shows us that it's impossible for a person to save himself from difficulties in life. We all have difficulties in life. And therefore it makes sense to do our best to accept them with a positive attitude. And that ensures that a person will have a happy life. Since rational thinking dictates that patience and tolerance are necessary for living a good life, a person should try to master this for both practical reasons and because that's what the Torah wants, the Recheh Adachi Noyam. And Rav Mordechai Lechavish used to say that if things do not go the way you wish them to be, you should then wish them to be the way they are in reality. And repeat that again and again till it becomes part of your thinking. When you accept reality, you'll see bracha within that reality. Hashem will shine the light there. Sometimes we feel we're in a dark room, and all we need to do is accept where we are, and then Hashem will bring the light in there. One who accepts calmly whatever is beyond their control is a truly, truly wealthy person. And this we talked about before. This is one of the real special tefillahs, prayers that in AA meetings they have. And it's just such a powerful prayer that Hashem should grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And to daven for that when you ask for das in the fourth bracha of Shemayna Esrei. The courage to change the things that I can also with a peace of mind. And of course to accept things that I cannot change with a peace of mind. Sometimes we need to let go. And a person who accepts calmly whatever is beyond his control is truly a wealthy person. Why add to your loss by making yourself miserable? You have a choice. Once you know the matziv is where you can't change it, instead of saying how awful, which adds to your suffering, you find a positive aspect in the present situation or focus on something else. Very often, once you do that, everything changes. And people are caught off balance by difficult situations. But having awareness, Yecheskel Levenstein says in one of his letters, that when you have awareness that difficulties happen and you're prepared for it, then you'll more easily be able to cope with the difficulties in life. When anxiety, you're worried about a future event, sometimes you imagine the worst and accept it, and that also has a calming effect. There's a whole book by Dale Carnegie on worrying, fascinating, real yesidistic book that Be'ezus Hashem, one day I should relay a lot of the messages and etzes in that book. That's all Al Pi Torah. Beautiful, beautiful rayonis. And Mr. Shem will get to that at some point in time. But also another thing to recognize is that people get also aggravated over relatively minor things. When they bought something that they think, oh, I could have gotten a better deal, or some minor things, and they blow it out of proportion. And when you realize that people have major, major issues, and Baruch Hashem, you don't, and you have these minor trivialities, it'll help you have that peace of mind. It's also very important to understand this, that if your peace of mind depends on everything being exactly the way you wish, and you're having everything the way you want, it won't last. Because when the situation changes, you'll find yourself missing something and your life will be filled with that suffering and worry. So it's important not to desire, want something that's beyond your reach. You could daven for things, but then afterwards have a peace of mind. Chesed Levenstein wrote also in one of his letters that a person who lacks peace of mind and has trouble studying Torah and davening. One of the best advice he brings from Archais HaRosh, number 69. And I don't have the Hebrew translation here, but in English it's want that which your Creator wants from you and take pleasure in what you have, whether comparatively little or a lot. This is the path to take. Whatever situation you find yourself in, you'll be able to find success. And when you adopt this attitude, you'll have a menuchas ha-nefesh. There'll be healing both for the guf and both for the nefesh. Most of us lack peace of mind because we're anxious and worried about what has happened to us in the past, what might happen to us in the future, assuming it's bad for us. But in reality, we never know in advance what the consequence of events are. Being fired from a job, very unpleasant, could be traumatic, but it could lead to great bracha afterwards. Same thing with moving home, same thing with other difficulties, where looking back you see the tremendous chesed. And if we would, since we cannot know what is for our best, we should at least view it as neutral. If we can't view it as a positive, then at least view it as neutral, but not get irritated or upset. To have a tolerant attitude towards the habits of others, because that causes annoyance too. Try not to let that bother you. And that also creates a calmness in your character. Regardless of how much wealth or how many possessions you have, you will not have peace of mind until you overcome the feelings of jealousy, overcoming your desires, overcoming your demand for approval. And if you lack control in those areas, it will hurt you tremendously. People fall apart sometimes when they have anything pressing to take care of. They become agitated very easily. They shout at others over trivialities. Such a person needs to practice being more organized and working on themselves, and working on themselves being more patient with others, and so on and so forth. Many things that disturb our peace of mind is an illusion. You know, you have a new style, everyone runs after that new style. You have a new invention, everyone runs after the new invention. New things receive a lot of publicity, arouse excitement, and running after what is new and novel, you do that all the time, you fail to realize how much they are living in a world of fantasy, when right in front of you, you have so much bracha, so much endless bracha. Some people lack peace of mind because of their curiosity. They always want to know what news they're missing. And it could lead to eavesdropping and hearing information that it would be preferable that you don't hear. So it's important to overcome that yetzahara of curiosity that could lead to lashon hara and rechilas and so on and so forth. Also, don't stay up late at night rehashing bad news. You heard about it once and that's it. No reason to rehash it. If you need to talk over a problem, try to talk with someone that is objective. Someone that could help you differentiate between what an artificial problem is versus what a real problem is. And to talk to people who will be able to alleviate your negative feelings by giving constructive advice or by showing you another perspective of a situation, and so that you can handle it more efficiently. So, Bekitzer, this yesod of peace of mind is something to work on, something to daven for. The first bakash in Shemoneh Esrei is crucial in asking Hashem for your overall health, sanity, menuchas hanefesh, and yishev hadas. And abol atayim asayin oisei. You try, you rely on Hashem, you daven, and then you put in effort. Hashem will give you atzlacha. Bracha atzlacha.